This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, South Africa's manufacturing sector has been in the doldrums for well over a decade now, but there are bright spots, particularly where we see industry master plans, such as the Automotive Industry Development Plan, which allows for long-term planning and investment in a sector to strengthen its global competitiveness. The creation of a furniture industry master plan is in the works, and the hope is that this will bear similar fruit. I've got Bernadette Isaacs, the MD of the South African Furniture Initiative, on the line now. Evening, Bernadette. Just firstly, how big is the local furniture manufacturing sector?
Good evening, Michael, and thank you. The furniture manufacturing sector has plus minus 2,200 registered furniture manufacturers, comprising of about plus minus 26,000 employees in the industry.
So, I mean, that is a lot of manufacturers. 2,200, it seems quite fragmented.
Definitely, yes.
So tell me a little bit more about the South African Furniture Initiative. What is this all about? Are you trying to be the industry voice for these disparate manufacturers? Tell me a little bit more about the SAFI.
Okay, South African Furniture Initiative is the industry voice. We want to be the platform for both the private and the public sector, facilitating various initiatives, various programs in the furniture industry. So yes, we would be the go-to platform between the industry, labor, and government.
And of those 2,200 manufacturers, how many are part of the South African Furniture Initiative?
So they all registered with the South African Furniture Initiative.
All of this, so you can speak so that, with
those
a not, single
those
voice.
Are, yeah, those are just the registered ones. They are the informal sector, which we're trying to get registered onto or into the industry. So these are the ones we can account for, the 2,200.
And roughly, any idea how big that informal sector might be?
From my point of view, I'd say three times the size.
So it is a very large sector, potentially employing, if the formal sector employs 26,000 people, three times that, and you're getting up to, you know, sort of 70, 80,000 people there. How did the proposed furniture industry master plan come into being?
So you mentioned earlier on, Michael, that the industry is very fragmented. The industry has been one of the traditional industries in the country, and the formation of the South African Furniture Initiative back in 2016 was to look at how we could find an organization or a way in terms of bringing the industry together. At the time, the master plans for the clothing and textile industry and the automotive industry was in the pipeline, and that's when, together with the DTI and labor and various other stakeholders, we approached government to say if we could look at a similar intervention in terms of putting together a unified, coherent plan for the furniture industry.
How is the furniture industry doing? One would assume that with many of the trends around just-in-time retail, the proximity of the manufacturers to the local market would give them an inherent competitive advantage. Yet, when one goes and takes a walk through many retailers, many of the tables and chairs, dining room suites that we see are imported. How is the industry doing? What are the challenges?
So import is one of our biggest challenges in the industry, and it's one of the things we're hoping is addressed in the furniture industry master plan. There's a demand, definitely. Imports are on the rise, so there's definitely a demand in the country for furniture, and that is what we want to address through this furniture industry master plan and through the engagements with the stakeholders in the industry. We have also seen through the desktop research and engagements with the different stakeholders in the value chain that the value chain itself has changed a lot. It's not the traditional value chain it used to be, where it was, you know, from raw materials right through to the client, predominantly sort of the market share then was predominantly retailers. We're finding that the industry is bigger than we think. We have now all sorts of raw materials as inputs into the furniture products. So we're not only dealing with timber products, we're dealing with plastics, chemicals, metals, various raw materials. And so we're finding that more flat pack furniture is being manufactured. So it's about also the industry being up to date with the latest trends and designs and things happening in the industry. So there's a lot of work in the industry to be done, but also in the same time, we see it as an opportunity in terms of that the demand, there is a demand. It's not like the consumers are holding onto their pockets or onto their money. There's definitely spend in the furniture sector, in the furniture industry, and we just need to tap in and work together as stakeholders in the industry to see how we can and, you know, get some of that that import that's coming into the country, how we can turn around that. Turn that around into more procuring locally.
Procuring locally has to be the bottom line. Are we competitive? Is it a bottom line issue? Is it a cost issue? Is it a design issue? Where could we
all
intervene?
Of the above. I think it's all of the above. I think in the interaction in the workshops we've had, you know, during this roadshow, all of the above came up in that we need to address the technology, the design, the costing, all of it needs to be addressed. And we need to do this in consultation with the procurers, with the buyers, with the retailers in terms of this, in terms of what they are looking for. I think a lot has changed out there internationally in the market in terms of what the consumer or what the client wants. And it's, I think it's by time that the industry and everyone works together. And like you said, you started with by saying the industry is very fragmented, working in silos. And I think we've come to a point now where we have to, as a value chain or as an industry, stand together. So that we can actually retain the industry and hopefully develop and grow it later.
Absolutely, and into a globally competitive export industry and supporting our broader inter-African trade agenda, as we're going to be chatting to Wamkelo Mene, the newly elected Secretary General of the African Continental Free Trade Area, up next. I'm sure if we've got him on the line, he'll be pleased to hear that. So where to from here? You've got the furniture industry master plan process along with the DTI. What are the next steps?
So the next steps is finalizing the master plan. That master plan will come with an implementation plan. And during this process, Michael, we're interacting with those very stakeholders I spoke to you about. So we want commitment both from the private and the public sector. So by the time we implement the master plan, you know, certain things will be in place. We're also looking for short-term, medium-term, and long-term investment in the industry, as we've seen in the automotive and the clothing sector.
And one just has to walk through Cromerville, just north of Sandton, to see how the locally manufactured furniture industry in the craft space is certainly going full steam ahead, growing in leaps and bounds. We need to see that replicated across the country. Bernadette Isaacs, thank you very much, MD of the South African Furniture Initiative, which sounds like a fantastic initiative to get manufacturing going in the furniture sector.